This is Akashvani, the news read by Anita Anand. Union Minority Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju has asked opposition parties not to mislead people over Waqf Amendment Bill. Rejecting fears of property confiscation as propaganda, he appealed to all the political parties to participate in a detailed discussion on the Waqf Amendment Bill when it will be brought up in the Parliament. Addressing media in New Delhi today, Mr. Rijiju said the bill is ready and some leaders are spreading lies over the bill, which is very detrimental to the society and the nation.
The innocent Muslims are being told and misled by saying that the government is going to snatch the properties and rights of the Muslims. The falsehood is breaching all the records. They are saying that this Waqf Amendment provision will take away the Qabristans and the Masjid. What can be more blatant lies than this? So the false narrative being spread by some of the people are very detrimental to our society and nation.
Meanwhile, Catholic Bishops Conference of India, CBCI, today said certain provisions in the existing Central Waqf Act are inconsistent with the Constitution, and the Waqf Board in Kerala has invoked these provisions to declare the ancestral residential properties of more than 600 families in the Munambam region as Waqf land. The CBCI urged political parties and legislators to adopt an unbiased and constructive approach on this issue. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has stated that the Narendra Modi government over the past decade has uplifted country's health infrastructure by taking a holistic approach to improve health sector across the entire country. Mr. Shah said the health infrastructure has been improved from the primary to tertiary level. He was addressing a gathering after unveiling a statue of Maharaja Agrasen at the Maharaja Agrasen Medical College campus in Hisar in Haryana today. On the occasion, Mr. Shah also inaugurated the newly built ICU and laid the foundation stone for the postgraduate hostel. Mr. Shah said when Narendra Modi became Prime Minister, there were 7 All India Institute of Medical Sciences AIIMS in the country, out of which 6 were established during the Atal Bihari Vajpayee-led government. The Union Minister said now there are 23 AIIMS in the country. Union Home Minister Amit Shah said that a major narco network has been busted in Delhi NCR. In a social media post, Mr. Shah said Narcotics Control Bureau, NCB, and Delhi police grabbed the gang and recovered methamphetamine, that is MDMA, and cocaine worth over 20 crore rupees. The team also arrested 5 people, including 4 African nationals belonging to influential family of Nigeria. Mr. Shah applauded the NCB and Delhi police for this major breakthrough. Union Road and Civil Aviation Minister Nitin Gadkari has stated that electric vehicles are the best option to reduce air pollution menace in the country. Mr. Gadkari inaugurated the e-bicycle through Srikant Bapat's lab, India, today in Thane, Maharashtra. The Union Minister stated that air pollution is a big problem in the country, but the central government has accepted the responsibility of eliminating this problem. He also expressed confidence that India will be the top in the production of electric vehicles by 2030 and added that the price of petrol, diesel and electric cars will remain the same in the coming time. In Myanmar, the death toll in last week's devastating earthquake has crossed 2,000. A massive 7.7 magnitude earthquake followed by 6.4 magnitude aftershock minutes later struck country's Mandalay region on Friday, causing massive casualties and damage in multiple countries. In the IPL, T20 cricket, chasing the target of 117 runs set by Kolkata Knight Riders, host Mumbai Indians were 73 for 109 overs at the Wankhede Stadium when the reports last came in. Earlier, put into bat, Kolkata Knight Riders were bundled out for 116 runs in 16.2 overs. Eid ul-Fitr was celebrated with religious fervour and enthusiasm in various parts of the country today. The devotees attired in their best thronged Eidgahs and mosques to offer Eid prayers. Later, they exchanged Eid greetings. The festival marks the culmination of fasting month of Ramzan. And that is the end of this news bulletin.